From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Lottery and gambling legislation has fallen short for years in the Alabama legislature. This year looked to be different. But this week, with only a few meeting days left, competing House and Senate proposals were sent to a conference committee to work out differences. Is this the last gasp for gambling this year? That's where we start this week's legislative update with Todd Stacey. He's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, thanks for talking with us.
Good to be with you.
Well, let's rewind a little bit and remind us the big differences between the House and Senate versions of these gambling bills.
The differences are vast. The House passed an expansive, comprehensive gambling package that would institute a state lottery, expand and regulate casino gambling, and also legalize and tax sports betting. All of that would be, you know, put before voters on a constitutional amendment. The Senate took that plan and scaled it way back. They took out sports betting completely, scaled casinos back to essentially what it is right now, and also took part of that lottery and kind of split it up between the education and general fund. So, you know, a lot different than what the House passed, and the two bodies are really far apart.
Well, is there anything to suggest that the conference committee will actually be successful in getting a bill that will be palatable to a majority of lawmakers?
It's anybody's guess at this point. I spoke with two of the senators that are on that conference committee, and it's interesting because one, Senator Greg Allbritton, was not very optimistic about the chances of coming to an agreement, and the other, Senator Bobby Singleton, said he was very optimistic. So, I mean, that just kind of tells you, even the ones that are in the room aren't really sure what's going to happen here. I mean, what, you know, Senator Allbritton described it as whack-a-mole. You know, once you add one thing in or take away one thing, it changes the vote total because it's so close on the votes. So we really don't know until they get together. That'll happen next week and try to report something out.
Well, also, several rural hospitals have closed in Alabama, and those that remain open are struggling. A tax credit program aimed to help those hospitals stalled in a House committee this week. Now, Todd, describe this proposal to us.
That's right. This is a dollar-for-dollar tax credit that individuals could get if they essentially donate, or businesses also, if they donated to this fund that would be used to help support and save rural hospitals. So basically, you would lower your tax liability, and that's a tax credit. It's all about trying to have a stability fund that helps these hospitals stay afloat. But it did run into trouble in committee. Because there are just a lot of these tax credits that have passed over the years that, you know, are all for good things. I think everybody's agreed on the intent of this, but, you know, every time there's a tax credit like this, that takes away money from the Education Trust Fund. And so it's kind of a death by a thousand cuts. Every little tax credit really adds up in the end. And so you're starting to get some pushback.
Well, finally, lawmakers in a House committee rejected a bill that would have allowed about three dozen death row inmates to be resentenced. This has to do with what's known as judicial override. Explain what's involved here.
That's right. This would apply to death row inmates that were convicted and sentenced to death, but by a verdict that was not unanimous, right? A jury verdict that was not unanimous. And in those circumstances, they could have their sentences reconsidered by a judge. And so it's a proposal from Representative Chris England. He does a lot of these criminal justice reform type things, but the committee wasn't for it. It's really tough in this Republican legislature to get anything that could be viewed or skewed as, you know, soft on crime through the legislature. But, you know, he did actually pass a bill through the committee that would lead to a parole review for inmates that are severely ill or elderly. And so that was a victory for Representative England and criminal justice advocates.
Todd Stacey is host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, thanks for your time.
Thank you.